That was Hallows Die, a serpent in that is very interesting. Judica?
Where are we looking?
Yeah, serpent scent in Judica.
Yeah, that looks Judica.
Judica. Yeah, from Mississauga.
Okay.
Well, do you have any fun Mississauga stories that you could embrace us with?
Honestly, I don't think so. Probably the best one is still the brick one.
Mm-hmm.
Never really went to Mississauga a lot. Not a lot of work in Mississauga. Met Ron McLean in Mississauga. That was cool.
I met him in Hamilton.
Yeah. That was about it. You know, for as exciting a place as Mississauga can or is, I don't really have anything for it. Which sucks, because they are so close, and so many things do happen there for a place that's just outside of Toronto, technically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, haven't spent enough time there to be part of anything that goes on.
See, the highlight for me when I went to Mississauga the one time was there's usually this big sports card, I should say, not car, as in like vroom vroom.
Right.
Card, as in like Connor McDavid rookie card
kind of situation. Yeah.
There's this big expo that's there. Me and my dad usually go to it every year. And the one year, my hockey idol is there. Marty St. Louis signing autographs. And it's like, I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
I have to meet him. I have the Marty St. Louis jersey. I need him to autograph it.
Yep.
Like, it was recently priced, too. Like, I believe he was like 60, I think.
Okay.
So, for those wondering how much autographs are, 60's is a steal for
some of that, yeah.
For some of that, yeah. But here's what upset me.
Okay.
I had to go to the booth where the people that arrange, like, are in control of the signing stuff, who take care of the people that are signing.
Right.
I went there, gave them the 60, got my jersey signed. I then asked them for a sticker of authenticity.
Okay.
Okay, that's $10. What? They charged me another $10 after charging me 60 to get the autograph.
Right.
And it's like,
well, wait a minute. You didn't get to see him sign it?
No, I did. I went up to him. He signed it.
Okay.
I went to the booth again to get to get a sticker.
Right.
A seal of authenticity, just so it is an actual Marty St. Louis autograph.
Okay.
They charged me $10 for it.
Couldn't you have just taken a picture of him signing it instead?
They wouldn't let us take pictures.
Oh, okay. Well,
they're really like...
No, I know. For stuff like that, though, those guys, a lot of those guys have to pay. I mean, they've made millions as it is anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got to pay for their own stuff now. They're so used to having everything else paid for them
mm-hmm.
that, like, those... I know you brought your jersey and stuff, but if they're giving you a picture, they've bought that picture themselves
yeah.
to give to somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still, in my opinion, it's still highway robbery because, you know, it's still only just an autograph at the end of the day. But, you know, they still need a chance to make money, and
yeah.
as long as people still appreciate them, they're going to still make money off a signature. I'd love to make money off my signature. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, but what really blew me away was Marty St. Louis was upset with the people in charge of the autographs because okay. they weren't letting people take pictures with him.
Oh yeah, free. Well, because
he was really upset with that.
Yeah, I mean, because they're not gonna remember. Do you remember who the guys were that wouldn't let you take pictures?
HA Sports World.
Oh, okay. Most people won't remember that.
AJ Sports World, I'm calling you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, most people aren't going to remember that. They're just going to remember that they didn't get a chance to have a picture taken with Martin St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to fall on him. So, of course, he's going to be upset about that. Because it's beyond his control. Right?
Yeah.
So, why do we talk about sports so much tonight?
Because
we're probably happy that hockey's been back for a while.
Yeah, now. we're getting our fix.
Yep.
As you can tell. Yeah. What? I'm not scratching. What?
Yeah.
No, but Kevin, we're entering the last part of this wonderful little expedition of Ontario's Central Division kind of thing.
Okay.
We're entering Barrie.
All right.
What now? Do you have?
I think about Barry.
Do you need to think about Barry?
I gotta think about Barry. Okay, because I know I played hockey there and stuff, but
you played hockey in Barry?
Yeah, I used to play rep hockey.
Oh, true.
Like AA, AAA.
I used to play. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So yeah, we did play. We played up there a few times. I know I had to go up there like during snowstorms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd go up there and then they'd kick our butts and then we'd come home.
Okay.
But once or twice. But then we'd go up there and then kick their butts in the snowstorm too.
All right.
Yeah. They have good pizza there. I remember I ordered pizza in Barrie one time. It was pretty tasty. It? Yeah. Okay. I forget the name of the place.
Well, you can probably think of the name, hopefully.
Yeah.
When we come back from our commercial break.
We have commercials?
Music break. Okay. We're not that lucky. But right now, here is, let's do Jugular with their song, The Passenger, right here on Thrasher's Paradise.
Fate, or is my legacy mine to claim?
And that was, dear Lord, Gilded Lily.
Gilded Lily?
Yeah, Gilded Lily.
All right.
Le is pale. Le acapelle?
I don't know.
Something French.
Yeah, we got to send a request out to bands. Make titles that we can pronounce.
Hey, take it easy, Kev. Take it easy. Yeah. Come on. No.
Okay, but make titles that you could pronounce. I have trouble with it, too.
Please do. No. But we're almost near the end of the night.
Again?
It just
flies by every time.
Excuse me. I know. Do you have any fun stories that you can tell us about Barry?
Honestly, not really. I hardly spent any time in Barry. It's just snowstorms when I was younger. That was it. I'm trying to think. There was one. Oh, I hugged my coworker one time and threw him completely off guard. That was funny.
In Barry?
Yep. Because your mom came to pick me up because we were working. And she came to get me and to bring me home. And he's like, he was helping me with the bags and stuff like that. And to get him, because he looked like an Amish kind of guy when he grew a beard. And to throw him off key, because, you know, from Sault Ste. Marie, male contact to male contact is not very common. Or it was not very common at the time. So when I just turned around and hugged him to get him going, he went all beet red and stuff like that. It was pretty funny. But, you know, that's really about it. For all the traveling that I did, it was a ton of it was way outside of Ontario for the most part.
Yeah?
Yep. You know, for hockey, I went up there from time to time to play them. And normally we'd have games in Barrie, would be a snowstorm. And it'd just be a gong show trying to get up there for an hour game and then try to get back. But that's really about it.
Okay.
But how about you? Have you ever been to Barrie?
I believe for a couple family reunions.
You have family in Barrie?
Yes.
Okay.
On my dad's mom's side.
Okay.
Shout out to my cousin Jimmy, who's the biggest Rush fan I know.
Like, size-wise or just?
No. Big as in, like, huge Rush.
Oh, I know.
He likes Rush.
Okay.
Loves Rush. I believe he has a huge poster of 2112 hanging up in his garage.
Nice.
Yes. It is nice. But, Kevin, we got time to play one more song. And I think we're going to go back to Niagara and play some friends of ours. This is Pisser, the band.
The band. So we already played Piss, the song.
Now we're playing Pisser.
Pisser, the band. Okay.
With their song, Nightcrawler.
Nice.
Nice indeed. Right here on Thrasher's Paradise. We'll be right back.
wish for it to be so. Look up, not down. See the light in all. See the light in darkness when the light in all has faded. Even darkness has a silver lining. Never walk alone. Never stand alone. March off to conquer with vengeance and power. Good will not always be victorious. Let the dark be glorious. Even darkness has a silver lining.
I lied. We had enough time for two more songs.
Two more songs?
Two That's more songs. All right. And that was Damon's Elysium.
Okay.
The song is called Even Darkness Has a Silver Lining.
See, I like that title. We can pronounce it.
Yeah. It's a nice title. It sounds like a nice title, too. But no, well, the show is done this week again.
Again already?
Yep. Join us next week as we do the Ontario Hockey League Division's East, as we finally get to do Hamilton.
Nice.
As we wait
three weeks
to do it.
Yep.
Make sure to tune in next week for a lot of good fun. And a reminder that August 31st is Metal Monday, where you can see, as I forget the bands, right on the spot.
Johnny No Cash.
Yeah, you can see Johnny No Cash, the Axe Lords of Zanzibar, and Morgan Ryder at Absinthe Hamilton on August 31st from 7 to 11.
What time do the doors open?
I believe the doors open at 6 or 6:30.
Okay.
We'll have a confirmation of that
next
week. Until next time, everyone, keep on thrashing. I've been Colin.
I'm Kevin.
And, yeah, we'll see you next week. Now back to whatever they play here on 101.5 The Hawk.